The crowd at Rudy Giuliani's speech on Saturday morning at the Tampa Convention Center was noticeably small and not overly enthusiastic, maybe because not all of those in attendance were there to necessarily cheer on the presidential candidate, but instead were there to press him on environmental issues. St. Petersburg citizen Tim Yasel was with the One Sky campaign, a program sponsored by the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. One of the goals of the program is to push Congress to cut carbon emissions by 80% by the year 2050. One of the ways to achieve that would be to implement a carbon tax, as it's called, on polluters. Such a system is being used in Europe. WMNF asked Tim Yasel if any candidate is talking about this on the campaign trail.
Republicans definitely aren't, by and large. Some Democrats, we've heard Edwards kind of say that he absolutely believes in global warming and environmental issues and that he would push for alternative fuels and energies. As far as the Bali, I was also impressed to see, though, that those other nations seem to be pulling away from us, and they've almost kind of stated that they really don't want to deal with President Bush or us if he doesn't sign on to these agreements, which he hasn't. So,
yeah. Al Gore actually said, let's hold on, because 2 years from now, it's going to be better, whomever the president is. I mean, I don't know if that's going to be the case. I guess that's what would be interesting to hear from what Giuliani has to say about this.
In my own opinion, whoever's stepping in is definitely going to have a whole heck of a lot of work. You definitely have their work cut out for them. But we're just here to try to make sure we've been going around. I've spoken with Mr. McCain down at the debate at the Mahaffey Theater a couple weeks ago. So, yes, we're just here to hopefully just show that we are here and that it's not. And we didn't feel that it was addressed at all in the last Republican debate. And so we're just here to just show that we are here and that we are people that are concerned.
Nikki Benoit is the Florida federal organizer for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy and is also with the One Sky campaign. WMNF encountered her shortly after Giuliani spoke on Saturday morning.
I like his vision for being energy independent. I do like that with Katie Couric on CBS, he was recorded saying that he acknowledges global warming and that humans are being one of the top contributors to it, so I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do. That really can put us to the next level. But unfortunately, he did say that we have our own coal reserves here that we can use, and I'm like, but you just said that you know we're contributing, so I really was trying to catch him myself. I've talked to a lot of candidates so far.
Have you?
I have. I've talked to Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, John McCain when he was at Park Shore Grill. I've had the fortunate opportunity to speak with them just to make sure that they know that this is an issue that we're voting on, especially in Florida. Charlie Crist has passed these amazing executive orders. So when you come to our turf, I really hope you have a good, strong platform to reiterate this to Americans, specifically Floridians, that you're going to help take care of us.
Do you think most of these guys get it, you know, that what's going on now? They all seem to throw the line, you know, we want to be energy dependent and all that. That's the one that everybody says, you know, no foreign oil and all that. But
right.
What do they do beyond that?
You know, I'm thinking in terms of being energy independent, it's a great first step. They can start to focus on our own potential here on United States soil. We have solar, wind, cellulosic ethanol. We have so many amazing opportunities here that can not only make us energy independent, but provide 5 million new jobs for the green technology movement that we're in the midst of and can embrace, because we have the potential to be the entrepreneur, as Giuliani had said over and over again, to continue to be the leader in the world. We have the opportunities in China, India, they're all of our shopping potential, if you will.